spaces.
Okay. What about other storage rooms? Is that something you did much in this house or your previous houses where you had a room that just...
Not so much in this house. Actually, our other house probably had... It didn't have anything modern because they did not get electricity until 1947, I believe it was. So, there usually would be a room that you would call a pantry or storage room.
Okay. 1947, that seems pretty late. Or was that about right?
Well, that was when the REA took over, and my folks finally got electricity in 1947.
Well, they were Ottawa's, right?
Yes, they're 11 miles north of town.
So Tom might have had electricity.
Oh, yeah. I don't know when electricity arrived here, but it would have been a long time before. But our REA, the Rural Electric, was a blessing to this area.
Yeah, I bet.
Because things were pretty primitive. I mean, we had the old hand pump in the kitchen that you pumped your water with.
Actually, in the kitchen?
Uh-huh, in the kitchen. Oh. Of course, we pumped a lot of water outside, too, but we felt like we were really gone modern when we got the little pump in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So it's an entirely different way of living than what we have now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you mentioned that this is one of the first houses. What about the rest of this block? Are these mostly?
It would be, all of them would be one of
them. Okay, so you don't have, like, real new houses anywhere?
No.
In this block?
Well, actually, there would be. Not that are real new, but there are some newer ones. Okay. But along this in this particular block, these would all be about the same time, I think.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you mentioned that. Do you have anything on the side of the house to catch water when it comes off the roof?
We have a certain amount of drainage. There's a name for them. I can't say it right now.
There's a couple I hear, either eaves or eaves troughs or gutters.
Eave trough.
Is that what you
mean? Well, or gutters, either one.
Okay. What was that first one?
Eave trough.
Okay. That's good. And
downspout.
Okay. Is that something you have on this?
Well, I wish we had more. We have one right here. And believe me, the other day when we got our 2 1/4 inches of rain in 2 hours,
wow.
The water was coming off of there. It was jumping over the rain gutter.
Have you been getting a lot of rain this spring?
We have. If you noticed, you're from Denver?
I've been living in I came out from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, normally this time of year, everything would be brown.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Everything is green. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
This is unusual. We do not have... For being in a drought, we are having an extremely nice summer.
Well, I tell you, I was out here a couple of years ago, and it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
then last year was better.
It's been bad. The last 4 years have been bad here as far as rain.
Mm-hmm.
But we got one the other day that, actually we've had a lot of nice rains. But this one particular one, it really came down.
Did anything get flooded or anything?
No, it... didn't have any water in the basement or anything like that.
So this area, usually you get, what, how many inches of rain per year?
I'm just going to guess. I'm going to say 12 to 14.
That's amazing, yeah. So you got 2 in a couple hours or something?
Mm-hmm. No, it really came down.
That's amazing. And this spring you got a fair amount.
Yes.
So you're probably well over average already, huh?
Well, no, I don't think. I would say we're probably still a little bit under.
Okay.
But this has been the best year in the last, I'm going to say, probably 5 years or more for rain.
Well, that's good. That makes everybody happy.
Oh, yeah. I just...
You feel better.
I love the green.
Yeah.
To see the green, because normally it